This chant isn't particularly scary to modern ears, but it's the Dies Irae, which is the part of the Requiem Mass that describes Judgment Day in detail, the Day of Wrath. The melody of the Dies Irae was so widely known, and its association with death and destruction, that it became a shorthand used by composers anytime they wanted to evoke a feeling of ominous dread. Franz Liszt wrote his Totentanz, or Dance of Death, weaving the theme between the orchestra and a fiendishly difficult piano part. In his second sonata for solo violin, Eugène Ysaÿe blends the Dies Irae with obsessive quotes from a fragmented Bach partita. And here's the final movement of the Symphonie Fantastique, Dreams of a Witch's Sabbath, by Hector Berlioz. Sergei Rachmaninoff used the melody frequently, sometimes when you'd least expect it, like in the closing moments of his Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. With all the bombast it's inspired, with tubas and double basses threatening to drag you to doomsday, it could be said that this simple tune is the original ancestor to many horror movie soundtracks. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire.